Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Hey, if you like The Lion King, your chance to win a copy of The Lion King is coming up just after 8, 10, and 10 Central here on Radio Now. Also on the way, we got your dummy of the day. We got a lot to get to this morning. The tea with McKenzie. So hang out with us. You can follow Twitter and Instagram at Joe and McKenzie. I heard something from producer Pork Chop's new boyfriend, which we have not figured out a name for yet. We will do that, but hang on. You got to turn your mic on.
I think Liv has a funny name.
Yeah, it's Hostage Boy, and I am not calling him anything but.
Hostage Boy. All right, and this stems from they haven't left each other's side since their first date, which was a week ago, right? Because it's Friday. It was Friday to Friday.
Yeah, that's really, really creepy. But the point being, I guess this whole thing, I shouldn't even have brought that up. I want to track it onto this. I want to know at 833-563-2539, what is it that is pretty simple? It's like a really easy task, but for whatever reason, you don't know how to do it. And what did I find out about Pork Chop? I found out that Pork Chop doesn't know how to make eggs, like any kind of eggs, scrambled eggs, over easy eggs, like...
Chops, what's the deal?
How do you not know how to make eggs?
I think this goes under the umbrella that I just don't know how to cook. So don't assume anything. Like, if someone doesn't know how to cook, you don't know how to cook anything. Like, I tried to cook.
I don't think that's true.
No, it's very true. I've tried to cook eggs before, and I posted a picture on Instagram, and I thought it was a good picture, but all the comments were like, dude, the pan, it's like smoking. I'm like, yeah, I'm cooking. They're like, no, did you put any...
Okay, take us through the process. So when you put, did you spray it down? Did you put butter down, or did you
don't
do
tell
a spray?
Them, don't tell them. How do you make eggs?
That's literally what I was just about to say, was I was like... They were like, did you put any butter or Pam down? I'm like, what? No, I put the egg on the pan and fried it.
Okay.
So yeah, this is
that. You know what? That's just the little step you're missing. It's as simple as that. If you just did a little shh, and then you put your egg on there.
I'm surprised he even put a pan down and just tried to do it on the actual top.
Were you trying
top.
To make scrambled or sunny side or just any? Anything
whatever,
that came out.
Whatever came out. And it came out over hard, which is actually my favorite. So I just kind of, you know, put
it
in there and just like smashed it up and fried and flipped it. And okay. I thought it was all right. But yeah, I don't know how to cook eggs or anything.
Why don't you know you can go online. Actually, I got this device.
YouTube.
It's one of those as seen on TV. You should try the Eggtastic. It's a little thing. You put an egg in and it like cooks it for you in the microwave.
833-563-2539. What's a simple thing that probably most people know how to do, but you do not know how to do? Because honestly, Pork Chop right now is pretty embarrassed that he doesn't know how to like make eggs. Well, cooking in general, but I would say next to boiling water, I'd say making eggs is the easiest thing you can do in the kitchen.
I saw him make scrambled eggs the other night, and I was like, oh, that's how you do it. I thought you literally just, you know, put the egg in there and kind of scramble it up. But no, you have to, like, I guess, whisk it beforehand.
Yeah, you want to whisk, and sometimes I like to add a little milk, or you can even do, you know, lactose-free if you have to. But
you can, really, though, you can. I've done it before. Crack an egg in a pan and just mix it up. And you can make scrambled eggs that way. It's so simple.
No, it's not, because if you don't know to put the butter, then you're burning the pan.
Well, that's the only step you're missing.
There are so many small things that, like, if you don't know them, it can ruin it.
No, but what Liz's saying, though, at least for how simple eggs are, like, true, they're better when they're whisked and you do everything, but you could make an egg that way.
Like, how about this? Like, if you allegedly boiling pasta, I didn't know you have to let the water boil first and then you put the pasta in. I put in the water, I put in the pasta, I turned it on and let it cook.
And and I will say, I do not enjoy cooking. I hate cooking because I feel like some people love it. They're amazing at it. I am not. I feel like it takes so much time and effort and you buy all the stuff and if it doesn't turn out, it's like a huge disappointment just because it's not my forte. It's not my thing. But I will say, once I do things that I didn't know how to do, simple things, and then you miss a step, then you do it and you're like, oh, okay, that wasn't that hard.
Yeah. My thing is, he's 31. You would just expect, as a like bachelor, just a 31-year-old man, that you would know how to cook an egg.
He's taken now, though. We can't call him a bachelor.
That's okay, though. Like, I want you to just spray. I want you to successfully make an egg. And once you do it once, you'll be like, oh, my gosh, that was easy. That's the step I was missing.
Hey, Viola, thank you for calling in this morning. What did you want to say? Something that's pretty simple, but you don't know how to do. Viola, you got to turn your radio down and talk to me directly on your phone. All right, we're going to try that again. 833-563-2539. We'll take your calls next. What's something simple that you do not know how to do? Poor Pork Chop. This dude, well, we're going to have to teach him how to scramble some eggs. Friday freestyle between myself, Joe, and Liv the Web Girl. Yeah, we freestyle stuff right off the top of our heads. Mackenzie gives us topics, and we do that. That is less than 10 minutes away.
I'm so excited, you guys. This is one of my favorite things on Fridays, and I got some good stuff for you to rap about.
Like that. Then after the Friday freestyle, we will hook someone up, could be you, with Lion King movie passes, or the actual movie, I should say. That's all coming up here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Producer Porkchop, we found out, well, this guy doesn't know how to make a scrambled egg. Have you tried now that your boyfriend kind of realized this?
No, I saw him make food, and it was cool to learn. We made like cheese sauce from scratch. You put flour and you mix it with butter, and you have to like
mix it
together, and then an egg. Mm-hmm. You have to cook it separately, and then like you throw in the cheese, and it was so much fun.
How sexy is a man that could cook? Isn't that such a turn on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very sexy. Amen, sister.
All right, let's go to the social media real quick. It's Joe and Mackenzie, Twitter and Instagram. You can let us know. Also, Facebook.
And there's just a lot of comments basically saying like pork chop. We don't know how you don't get it, but my favorite one is from Lisa, and she said, "Tell pork chop he just needs to lube the pan, then he'll get it."
Oh my gosh.
Oh god, I don't think that's not even if it's edible, it's not the same kind of stuff.
No.
I mean you can with butter.
Yeah.
Let's go to Viola this morning. Hey.
Chops likes that.
Viola, what simple thing do you not know how to do?
Hi, hello. I can't believe I called you guys. I listen to you every day,
and
today I was like, I guess today is my day on the way to work.
Yeah, first time caller. Yeah.
Are you in Houston or Indianapolis?
I'm in Indy. Indy.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know how to ride a bike, so I don't know if that's the simplest thing to do or not, but I should know how to ride a bike, I guess.
We need to teach you how to ride a bike.
I want you to have the joy of riding a bike.
We need big people training wheels.
Do they make those?
See, that will be embarrassing. That's my biggest thing now, that I'm an adult, and to get the training wheels on the side, that will be
You know what you should do? Okay, there's a place, and it's called Pedego Bikes, and it's in Carmel, but they have electric bikes, so you could actually hop on a bike, and then you can go electrically, and then pedal as you feel comfortable to go, and that might be a really good way to train.
Or I just say we go ham and start her on a unicycle.
No way!
That's
like, without a seat.
Wear a helmet. But you got this, girl. Yeah, just do a little bit of time.
Yeah, that's the thing. I should need, like, some protection if I fell or something. But maybe one day, maybe with your guys' help, one day I hop on the bike.
We would love to help you. And we'll just make sure there's grass on both sides. We'll go on a sidewalk. And if you fall to the left or right, it'll be okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's okay.
All right, Viola, thank you for calling in. You better call us again, okay?
All right, I will. Thank you,
guys. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Here's Porkchop trying to have a ride to her death on a unicycle.
Just go.
You got it, girl. Here.
Straight uni.
Go down this hill with boulders.
Oh, no.
You'll be fine. Let's go to Adam this morning. Adam, thanks for calling in. What is something kind of simple that you don't know how to do?
So I don't know how to sew. I'm a 29-year-old guy. I guess it hasn't come up yet.
I mean, I don't know how to sew either.
How do you guys know? I know how to sew. You don't know how to sew, Porkchop?
My new guy knows how to sew.
Apparently your guy knows how to do everything.
He's so domestic.
Mackenzie, do you know how to sew?
Not really. I mean, I can. It's not great.
All the stereotypes, I'm like a mom, a woman, like, you don't know?
Yeah, that is stereotypical. Here's the funny thing. My mom, Kiki... Oh, yeah. My mom, Kiki, is Martha Stewart. She's amazing. She could sew, make you a sweater, make anything that you want, sew any button of any kind. She'll make squash soup and, like, get the bowl will be the squash that
from
she's
the
carved
squash
out.
That you had?
It's so funny. It just missed me. Missed a generation. Lulu's the same way. Loves to cook. Lulu is my 9-year-old. She plates desserts. Like, she's amazing. She can cook. She can sew. It missed me.
Liv, do you know how to sew?
No.
No, I don't. And I don't care to ever learn. And I hate your gender stereotypes. Oh, my goodness.
I'm surprised.
Okay?
This is a woman you don't know how to sew.
Maybe you should learn how to sew. Maybe you
I know
learn.
How to sew. Okay. When things get torn up at our house, guess who sews stuff? Me,
yeah,
not my
good.
Wife.
Honestly, good for you. You shouldn't just assume that women know how to sew. Because
apparently, I'm the only one keeping sewing alive in our country.
Do you guys call me
Betsy Ross.
Do you have a sewing machine?
No, you guys know what I want for my birthday now.
A sewing machine?
Yep, I want it to be pedal controlled, okay?
My mom has a Singer one from like the 80s.
Nice.
That's lovely.
Oh, all right.
You should sew us something, Joe.
That's what I'm going to do.
Actually, I have a stack of stuff that needs like buttons.
I actually have a new YouTube channel I'm creating. It's called Sew with Joe. It's going to be
really
fun. That's good. You should do that.
Your side hustle.
Mm-hmm. Going to sew that. And let's go to Tiffany this morning. Hey, Tiffany, thank you for calling in. First question I have to ask you, do you know how to sew?
I do.
That's my girl. All right, Tiffany, what is something you don't know how to do? It's kind of simple, though.
I have never, ever been able to do a cartwheel.
I mean, I can't either.
Okay, it's not the same, I found out, as when you do it when you're an adult. You're like, oh, yeah, I used to tumble around all the time.
I am 30 years old. I have never been able to do a cartwheel, yo.
Yeah, I always feel like I'm going to break my arms, or if my arms hold it for a bit, I'll break my neck. I'm afraid.
Have a cocktail or two or three, and then go for it.
I think, yeah, you just gotta do it.
I do want to say, though, hold on. Y'all giving Pork Chop a hard time for cooking eggs. I'm a chef. Surprisingly enough, eggs is not as easy as people
yes,
think it is.
I support chops because sometimes things are harder than they are.
Chef Tiffany, what is the easiest thing then? Let's find the easiest thing and see if we can maybe get video of him trying to cook it one day. What's the easiest thing to cook?
Pasta probably is easier, a lot easier than eggs.
I'm afraid he's going to burn himself with that boiling water. I don't like that, Tiffany.
Yeah. Let me see. Toast?
Oh,
yes!
Oh, that's, I could put that in the toaster.
There we go.
And all these people calling in, I have no idea how to do any of these things that they're still saying.
All right, let's get some more calls here. Let's go to Therese. Hey, what's up, Therese? Therese, are you there?
This is Julie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Julie. Hey, Julie, what is it that you can't do?
I cannot drive a stick shift.
I can't do that either.
And I think that a lot of younger, I'm 28 years old, and I feel like now that a lot of people can't do it.
Yeah.
Can anybody else here on the show drive a stick?
I actually was an intern here in Indy at Fox 59, our Fox affiliate, and I was taught by a homeless man for a segment on television, and I learned how to drive a stick TV.
So many questions. Wow. Did the homeless man live in his car?
No, he didn't have a car. I don't know how it happened. I probably could dig up the tape, but
he's like, hey, lady, I found this car.
Someone says,
my dad tried to teach me when I was like 15, and it didn't work, but now I want to learn so bad that
you
I have
do?
My license.
I wonder why people prefer that. I guess I just could feel the vehicle and feel the grind, and I love cars, but I just put my vehicle into like sports mode, and I feel like it's happening.
I do know how to produce a morning show.
Not well. But no,
but
I'm
you
kidding.
Do know how to do it.
I'm kidding.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Okay, check this out. At this time right now, I'd like to do a little station identification. This is Joe and McKenzie here on Joe and McKenzie Radio Now. What did I say?
WNOW-FM-HD1 Speedway, W286CM. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Rise and shine.
Let's go, come on. On Indy's Radio Now 100.9.
Friday Freestyle. It's coming up next, and then your chance to win the Lion King movie.